Salima Khatun is inconsolable after the death of her 19-year-old son. He was on board one of the several boats that made it to Aceh, Indonesia a few days ago, but could not survive the ordeal. Mohammed Numan's sister, Aisha Khatun, and her two daughters are among the missing. They were trying to reach Malaysia in a boat with a dream to reunite with her husband.
My sister with her two daughters left camp on the 2nd of December via Teknaf. Last time I talked with my sister was on the 3rd of December. Since then, we have lost touch with her. We are now worried that the boat carrying my sister and nieces may have sunk in the sea.
Nearly 1 million Rohingya Muslims have been living in Bangladesh refugee camps since 2017 after fleeing persecution in Myanmar. 5 years on, with no hope for repatriation in sight, most are desperate to leave.
There's no livelihood for us here. We are in dire poverty and there's no education for the children, which is why many are fleeing the camp.
Facing increasing restriction and poor living condition in the camps, many Rohingya refugees are turning to smugglers willing to risk the dangerous journey by sea to seek a better life. The UN says 2022 could be one of the deadliest years at sea in almost a decade for the Rohingyas, as growing numbers flee desperate condition in refugee camps.
My parents are old and in bad health, which is why my brother decided to leave the camp and head for Southeast Asia, hoping to support the family. We were told that my brother jumped into the sea out of desperation because he was starving.
Bangladesh says it's trying to stop Rohingya refugees from risking their lives in boats, but with little result. Al Jazeera's request for an interview was declined by the Cox's Bazar police. Bangladesh has been generous host to the displaced Rohingyas, but the international community has so far failed to put pressure on Myanmar, and the crisis appears to be far from over. Tanvir Chaudhary, Al Jazeera, Cox's Bazar.